gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Bajumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the Animal Soup Program, Find and Grow. Friends, do you suffer from twofold-itis? Do your meals leave you feeling overstuffed? Maybe it's time you tried Edamame Soup. Edamame fills a bowl without filling your belly. The secret is in the ingredients. While other brands cram their foods with heavy proteins and dense carbohydrates, Edamame Soup's main ingredient is water, so you can eat an entire meal and never get full. Eliminate that stuffed feeling today with Edamame! And now, tonight's episode, The Devil and Mr. Armin, or Who's on Faust?
My name is Henrik Armin. I'm a student at Detritus University in Wittenberg. I was out walking my dog one day when...
Hey, you there! Your dog can't drink from the swimming pool.
It's okay. He's just taking a few laps.
You don't have any brains, do you?
I don't have a dog either.
You've got just the intellect needed to help the master. Come with me.
He took me to a gloomy old laboratory inside the basement of the theology department. All right, where's this master of yours?
He's gone! That's why I need you, to help me bring him back! I'll explain. My master is Shamfrodruz. It all began when he was in his library.
Aha! After 20 long years of searching, I found it! I found the secret, Porcino!
The secret, master?
Yes, you hideous dripping wretch! Look, it says in this ancient tome that if one summons the devil with his incantation and sells his soul, he can have unlimited power!
But sir, won't you need your soul?
Oh, silly, silly Porcino! If I have unlimited power, I can find a way to keep the devil from getting my soul.
Oh.
Now take this chalk and draw some circles and stars and horseshoes and rainbows on the floor. Wonderful, very nice. I like what you do with the stars. Now give me that cupped hand to aid my incantating.
Gibbero, Humbo, Bologna, Malarco, Edible, Delicioso.
And when the devil appeared, he took the master right away without giving him anything!
My goodness! When did all this happen?
Oh, about 20 minutes ago!
And what would you like me to do, exactly?
You must summon the devil and sell him your soul in exchange for my master's return! Mr. Armin? Hello?
I've run away. Goodbye.
Oh, no, you don't. Welcome back. Now read this and summon the devil.
I'll never do it. I'm too clever. You'll never convince me to say gibbero, humbo, bologna, marlarco, edibo, delicioso.
Hello, folks.
Ah! Oh, mighty devil. We have summoned you back in order to trade this idiot's soul for my master's.
Are you sure you want that worn out, used, rotten old soul? Wouldn't you rather have a can of edibo soup? You know, 4 out of 5 post-war doctors recommend edibo for meeting your daily sodium quota.
That sounds great. Sign me up. I love edibo soup. I asked for it by name.
Edibo Soup would like to take this opportunity to say that we do not have any affiliation with the devil or any satanic practices.
Oh no, man! Another spokesman got possessed!
Oh, great. Oh, cue up that dauntless crap.
Last week on Buster Dauntless of the OSS, Buster had tracked down Dr. Blecknik to his secret lair beneath the tropical paradise of Evil Skull Crime Island. We now join Buster as he has made his way into the lair and is approaching Dr. Blecknik's lab.
Phew, I think those were the last 2 guards. Now, the evil Dr. Blecknik should be right around this... Aha! There he is now.
Hands up, Blecknik.
Not so fast, Dauntless.
Hands up, Blecknik.
You fool. I mean, you haven't caught me quite as nearly as you think you have.
Then you...
Yes! I've perfected my antimatter atomizer. One squeeze on this bulb and you'll be splayed with antimatter.
And what will that do?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm waiting for my application to go through with the NSF so I can get some testing funds. Yeah. Until then, I'm sure my men will be happy to escort you to your cell. Mungle! Mungle! Krungle! Take him to the dungeon!
Yes, it all looked hopeless. I was chained to the walls of Blecknik's dungeon and left for dead. Even if I survived, I was doomed to be blasted with atomized antimatter, the effects of which are so diabolically unknown as to boggle the mind.
How did you escape, Mr. Dauntless?
Well, son, I escaped by the only means available. I knew that the Geneva Convention secured all prisoners the right to 1 outbound parcel at their captor's expense. After requesting a box, a marker, some packaging tape, and a knife, I chopped myself into hundreds of pieces and mailed myself to HQ with instructions for reassembly. 8 to 10 days later, I was home, kissing Lady Liberty and giving Uncle Sam that awkward hug with the weird back-hitting thing that guys do. Yes, we had defeated Dr. Blecknik once again, and so it was...
But Mr. Dauntless, he wasn't defeated. You just ran away.
And so the day was saved once again.
Thanks to Dauntless. So will you stop that typing? I'm trying to write a script.
Sorry, Herman.
Jeez! Buster Dauntless of the OSS. Standard closing notes from Edibo Soup. And done. Sorry, Jerry. Just had to get that last little bit in there. Whew. Boy, I could go for a bite. Want to come?
Sure. Just let me put on my hat and coat and pants and shirt and socks and underwear.
Hey, I saw you out last night with that new girlfriend of yours. How'd it go?
It was okay, I guess.
Just okay? What's the matter?
I don't know. I just keep thinking about Clarabelle, I guess. It's been rough since she left.
Aw, jeez. I'm sorry, Jer. She was pretty special, wasn't she?
She sure was. You know, in her, I found something men have been searching for and never found.
True love?
No, Bigfoot.
And now a word from our sponsor. We've replaced Mrs. Johnson's regular coffee with a live tiger. Let's see if she notices.
Yes, only Panthera brand live tigers give you that shot of adrenaline you need to jumpstart your day. Panthera Live Tigers, start your day burning bright. Panthera Live Tigers, the paws that refresh. Panthera Live Tigers, fangs for the memories. Panthera Live Tigers, it's how you want to feel live. Panthera Live Tigers, now for Ben Guys and Ben Gall.
Gee, I wonder what's going on with that devil guy.
Look here, devil. I've changed my mind. I want a refund.
Oh, phooey. Fine. Here, take this.
Thank you for calling the Infernal Darkness customer service line. Please listen closely as our menu has changed. For exorcisms or possession-related inquiries, scream. For questions about biblical interpretations, gnash your teeth. For disputes, wail.
Thank you for holding. My name is Dracula. How may I...
Oh, no, not you.
Come on, I haven't been on the show for weeks.
No way. I want a different agent.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Orenthal Petticus. How may I assist you?
I want to return all this stuff and get my soul back.
Oh, I'm afraid we can't do that, sir.
I'm sure we can reach some sort of an understanding. I've got an awful lot of valuable stuff. I'm sure no one would notice if any went, missing.
Well, I might be able to assist you in the matter, sir.
Isn't he great, folks? I love this guy. Now you listen to me, Petty Cash. I want that soul returned, and I want it now. I'm willing to give you 10%.
90.
20.
89.
40.
88.
60. And that's my final offer.
93.
Deal. Didn't expect a mind as sharp as mine, did you?
All right, let me just get that process for you. Okay, sir. Your soul is en route and will be returned momentarily. And now, you are part of the bargain.
Oh, of course. Here you go.
Oh, my dearest friend, cash, wealth, legal tender, socioeconomic fluidity.
Well, that all worked out, didn't it?
Yes, but I can't help thinking we forgot something.
Bunchy now, you rotten, black-headed, miserable out of Christmas!
This has been the Edible Soup Program, starring Dan Grubb. Remember to use Edible Soup whenever you want to create the illusion of having eaten.